a lot of people voted for Landon Collins to be first team All-SEC defense. And the junior joins us now. Landon, Chris Stewart, great to see you. Welcome. I know this is absolutely like going through drills.
Right.
At practice. But I want to just get your thoughts on being here, man. It's a great honor, I know, to have the chance to be here and talk with everybody.
It's a spectacular honor. Seeing all these, coming, being here, dedicated, I mean, honoring our team and being here and as a leader and as them looking up to me and all these people that's here, it's a crazy experience for me.
Talked to Chris Jones just a few minutes ago. Forget the football part.
Okay.
I got his thoughts on the dance competition last night for the team. I like the reaction already. Give me the breakdown on who won the Michael Jackson dance-off contest last night at the team function.
Let's see
if your answer matches.
I give it a Christian, definitely.
He went Darren Lake.
Darren Lake did his job, but, I mean, the heart and effort that Christian put in, you'd tell the difference, I promise you.
I know you've been hit with this. You're going to be hit with a bunch, so we'll warm you up for what you're going to face upstairs.
Okay.
Give me strengths for Blake Sims and strengths in Jake Coker. I'm not going to ask you to pick one over the other. It ain't fair. It ain't right. But give me the strengths when you line up trying to stop those guys in practice and you hadn't done it yet with Jake, but when you look at them, what do you evaluate?
They both have great arm strength. Their vision on the field and seeing everything is great. And speed-wise and being quick, I mean, I couldn't, they both equal to me. They both doing a great job. I mean, we have to see when we get actually on the field and see how everything really pans out. But to them, I mean, doing these 7-on-7s, they both looking great and looking and picking out their keys and trying to pick our defense apart at the same time. So they doing their thing.
We all remember you making the selection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the announcement at the Under Armour game. You're making the announcement that you're going to sign with Alabama.
Right.
And it seems like yesterday.
Yes, sir.
That's what it was. Go from that to now you're not just a player. You're not just a contributor. They're looking at you as a leader.
Right.
Talk about how that role is different for you this year as opposed to last year.
It's a big difference because now I have my team is looking up to me and trying to get them right and keeping myself on top of my game so everybody else could be on top of theirs too. And it's a big change because when I was coming in, I was looking up at Ha Ha and Venice and Surrey, and they teaching me everything, and I kept them accountable what they're doing. If I had a question, I'd go ask them. And having these guys come asking me questions day in and day out, I mean, Hootie Jones just asked me a question about our defense the other day. I mean, it's about 7-7 the other day. I mean, it's a big difference in having this leadership role.
All right, when you go home, it's been nice. It's been easier the last couple of years. You don't even have to say anything. You just go back to Louisiana. You just smile because they all know. But you gotta keep that going, don't you?
Definitely. I gotta stay undefeated. Definitely. Got to.
You excited about going home?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
I know. Bunch more to go before that. You got to get out of here. Thanks for dropping by. Have fun today. Great to see you. Landon Collins joining us here. First team All-SEC pick. He is one of several for the Crimson Tide that were named first, second, or third team picks.